Esther Goulias is the founder of EG Tax and an advertising partner of ours, a wonderful sister in Christ. She's originally, well, I guess not originally from this area, right? But has spent many years in Buffalo, lives part of the year in Florida. Am I correct? Where are you from originally,
that's right.
Esther?
Detroit.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
I'm very blessed to have come to Western New York. I think the people of Western New York are like the best. They're absolutely the best. But yeah, I've been around here for 42 years.
Well, I knew it was a long time. That's why I thought. And then I started down that road and thought, no, wait a minute, she's not originally from here.
Yeah.
But it kind of seems like you are. Anyhow,
if I was only 42, that would be good. Unfortunately, I was an adult at 42.
Well, we love you, and we're grateful that you live in Western New York. And I know you spend a good part of your year in Florida as well. But listen, I didn't know who else to talk to about this whole Donald Trump not paying taxes thing, which is how the media is presenting it. And it on the surface, for people like me who are very much laypersons talking about this kind of stuff, I didn't know how to explain it or describe it. And I'm not trying to defend anything he's done or not done. I just know that there's always more to the story than you hear in a headline, from the mainstream media. So, he's been called unpatriotic, greedy, the whole thing. Here's a billionaire or trillionaire who looks like he doesn't pay any taxes. And I said, I got to talk to Esther about this, get a little perspective. And that's really all I wanted to do is to get you on to provide some perspective to this story. So, help us understand how a guy like Donald Trump might only pay $750 of income tax in any given year when we're told that people like George W. Bush and Barack Obama paid $100,000. How does this happen?
All right. So the way the tax code is set up, they basically have, and these are the rules of the game, they basically said if you go out and you sign on an asset, and you build up a business, and you pay the property taxes, and you pay the interest, and you pay the payroll, and you renovate the building, and you operate a business, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If that business loses money, and the money that it loses is your money, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But you went out and did it. You looked at the glass half full. You said, I can do this. And it loses money. Then that loss, until that loss is recovered, and so that in that particular year, let's say you lost a lot of money, and it was your money that you lost, you could, under the old law, carry that loss back 3 years. And if the loss was still not used up because it was so much money, because it's you covering up when you did make money, you can carry it forward 5. Now, I did some investigation, and the Trump business had losses exceeding $1 trillion.
What?
$1 trillion. That meant that he spent $1 trillion on payroll, and all that kind of stuff. Then in 2002 and 2003, his casinos lost about $1 trillion as well. So he's got all these. He had to take that money out of his pocket to pay the operating. And so when you use that net operating loss, carry back and carry forward, that would take him all the way back. That would take him right up to about 2014 or 2015. Now, I don't know that I didn't do his tax return, obviously, but that would be my assumption of what happened. The other thing is there are tax credits when you renovate a historical structure,
mm-hmm.
which is another gigantic thing. So anybody listening that doesn't want to pay taxes, if they're willing to risk everything they have to operate a business and that business operates in the red, then you won't pay taxes till you recoup your loss. But you remember, you're recouping real money. So however people feel about that, it maybe makes you say, gee, that doesn't feel good. Well, if he had a W-2, didn't have any investments, didn't give people jobs, didn't renovate buildings, then he would have paid taxes. But this guy is somebody who absolutely has to go out and create things. When you create things, you might lose money and that's the way it goes. I mean, Edison went bankrupt, Ford went bankrupt, Heinz went bankrupt, Hershey went bankrupt, Dave Ramsey, who teaches everybody about finances, mm-hmm. he had a bankruptcy. These are people that are movers and shakers. They take risks. When you take a risk, you believe me, in order for him to not have paid taxes, he had to pay hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in expenses, which generated tax losses that would offset other income.
So now I was told that he wasn't the only president to ever. By the way, did he ever officially declare bankruptcy at any point?
Oh yeah, he's definitely gone bankrupt. There's okay. five presidents that went bankrupt: Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Ulysses S. Grant, William McKinley, and Donald Trump.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not, I mean, it's not like unheard. I mean, they've only had 45 presidents, right? So one out of every
right.
nine.
Right.
Which may indicate that some of the, and obviously the tax code would have looked different in the 1800s and stuff, but these apparently might have been risk takers as well. And so if I'm hearing you, it's that he's a kind of a guy who's like a big risk, big reward guy. But if you're building buildings, taking tax credits, paying salaries, by the way, he would have been paying property taxes and payroll taxes.
Oh, he would have. Like, I'll give you an example, and these are big numbers. But let's say he had his businesses grossed $100 million. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But the expenses to make that $100 million through salaries, property taxes, all the expenses of getting a business to run might have been $75 million. So now it looks like he's got a $25 million gain. Ah, but he bought a building, a hotel, renovated it, and let's say that hotel cost $100 trillion. The depreciation on that building, the systematic write off of the building, would have been $25,641,000, which would then cover the $25 million gain, so it would have operated at a loss.
Okay, so you're just, I mean, because you didn't do his taxes, you're just flinging numbers around, but the point is
this
is how this kind of thing works.
Right, absolutely. That's why a lot of times when people take a look at ginormous corporations
mm-hmm.
and they say, my gosh, they only paid $1,000 in taxes. Well, that's because they had 150,000 employees, they had trucks and and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And if it's a down year, I mean, like, for instance, this year with COVID, you're going to see all kinds of businesses, when this is all over, declare bankruptcy. Because they have spent more money to operate than they took in an income. And as a result, if they can't pay their creditors, they're going to have to do a bankruptcy. If nothing else, they'll end up with net operating losses. They operated at a net loss, and they can carry forward those losses to future years, and those corporations won't pay taxes either.
I got to believe there's going to be some movie theaters declaring bankruptcy because nobody's...
AMC is one of them, yeah.
Well, there you go. Because nobody's been going to the movies, like, for over 6 months.
Yeah. And look at the airlines.
Right, those, yeah.
I mean, the airline industry, it's just devastating. It's just devastating.
Okay, so...
So, I mean, so it's real easy to... make it, it doesn't feel good to think, oh my gosh, he only paid $750 in taxes, except he lost $1 trillion in real money, right?
Right.
At some point in time. And so what happens is you end up, they let you keep the asset, if the asset is part of those that might have gone into bankruptcy, his assets were building up, but his operating expenses, because of downturns in the economy or whatever, put them in losses, and that's what happens. But if you just want to get your salary, you want to make $100,000 a year, you're going to pay taxes because you have no risk. And that's the way the tax code works.
Yeah, okay. And the reality is none of us live in that world, really. And so when you look at it, you say, well, a guy has so much money, he ought to be paying taxes because, you know, darn it, I pay taxes. But he's taken risks that I've never taken and experiencing
right.
losses I've never experienced. So that's
right. Like, for instance, in our world, let's say that you say to me, you know, Esther, I don't want to pay taxes anymore. So I say to you, all right, Neil, what I'd like you to do is buy that strip plaza over there. See that strip plaza? Okay, so you're going to get rents, and the rents are going to pay the mortgage payment, but you still got your utilities. All right, now after you buy that strip plaza, and let's say the strip plaza costs $1 million, and Neil Boron signs on the note, I got to pay for the $1 million. You're going to have depreciation of $39,000 on that strip plaza. So even though the strip plaza might make $10,000 profit, after we take the depreciation, you end up with a tax deduction of over $25,000, which then would reduce your tax liability.
Okay. And to be clear, there's nothing illegal about that. That's how the tax code is written. That's how it works.
Anybody that is listening don't want to pay taxes, we can help you to do that. You may not sleep at night. I wouldn't sleep at night. I'm very conservative. I'd rather pay the taxes than to do what Donald Trump does, because I would get old fast. For some reason, this guy is like the ever-ready bunny. I couldn't live his lifestyle.
Let me just say, it's not like Donald Trump doesn't make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But I do know that the biggest one he ever made was not having you do his taxes, bottom line.
I would have. That's all I would do for sun up and sun down, because he's really got a complicated situation. But when he wins, he wins big. When he loses big. And some of those base years where he lost $1 trillion and lost another $100 million, that was real money he paid out. And so when you don't make any money, you don't have to pay taxes. And that's the truth.
Well, listen, Esther Goulias, you're going to hear a lot more about her, of course, as the end of the year and spring roll around, because she is the tax lady here in Western New York. She's been doing my taxes for over 30 years, and she's amazing. About 30 offices in Western New York, and you can find her at egtax.com, egtax.com.
So don't be mad at me because he didn't pay taxes, but anybody that doesn't want to pay taxes, you can do it too. I don't know if you'll sleep at night, but, you know.
Yeah. Well, and the point is, I just wanted to have you on to provide some perspective, because we look at this and it just looks like, wow, how come he's not paying any taxes? But this is how this kind of thing can happen. So, all right.
That's right. I looked at this and I said to myself, oh, he must have net operating losses. Then I went and did research, and yes, sirree, Bobby, he sure did.
Huge. All right. Esther, we love you. Come talk to us soon, and we'll be in touch. Yeah. Esther Goulias of EG Tax.com.